Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 13th of March 2017, and this is the 544th Mole Out Loud. It feels as if it's ages since I last spoke to you, and I guess it is quite a long time. It's over a week, and it's really nice to be back, but I found I'd almost forgotten the process of making these recordings. I went to my website and set it all up, and then I thought, oh gosh, there's something missing, and I realised it was the podcast itself. But here I am, and I'm recording. Today is a public holiday here in Tasmania. It's an 8-hour day celebration. And I've had a really lovely day off. I usually take Mondays off because I usually work on Saturdays. So I wasn't really intending to do a lot of work today. But the other thing that happens on a public holiday is that the cafe is closed, my local cafe. And really, it's only on public holidays that I get to sleep in, because the cafe is open 6 days a week, and on the Sunday I go and ring bells. So I know this sounds a bit ridiculous, but I'm a bit tied to going to the cafe every morning. It's been a really good thing. It's a good start to the day. It means that I do get up, and when I come back, I'm usually ready to work. But there are times when I think, oh gosh, I would just really like to sleep in, and, you know, not be there at 7:30. But one of the lovely things about the cafe is that they expect me there. And when I arrive, my tea has been made and the paper is in front of me and water. They almost bring me slippers. And this bunch of people come in to have the quiz, to do the quiz that I kind of read. And so not going there means I know that, you know, a pot of tea will be going cold because I'm not there to drink it. And it just seems a very small price to pay to be there and do this thing. And on the whole, it's a lovely way to start the day. But today I was really very much enjoying not getting up. I stayed in bed until nearly 11 this morning. I woke quite late. I woke at about 8:30. And then I found this crime novel that I had read before. I've had it for a long time. It's set in Berlin in the days leading up to the fall of the Berlin Wall. So it's set in Berlin and in East Berlin, and so written by an Osti, an East German. And I must say, it's very, very rare to read a crime novel by an East German at that time. In fact, I haven't found any others. And when I read it first, when I first read it, it must have been about, I think it was about 1992, because I had gone to a book fair in Melbourne, a fantastic book fair, and this German publisher was there and had all these books by the Ariadne Krimi. I think they were all women, all female writers, and this array of crime novels by authors I hadn't heard of. And so I indulged in a cluster of these books and brought them home. And so I picked this up, thinking it would be quite interesting to reread about that period in hindsight, because now I know more about what happened, how it might have been. And I also, a few years ago, I think, when was it? About 1913, I think. Or 14, I can't think. Anyway, not that long ago, I went to Berlin with my sister, and we stayed. We stayed really almost exactly where this book was set. And I mean, I didn't realise that. I didn't realise that was that we were staying there, or I'd never connected this book with that trip. And so it was. It's been really fascinating reading this book set there and then. So in the when it was still kind of it was still definitely East Berlin then, and was definitely open Berlin when I went, but I'm able to recognise all the landmarks. And I've been reading it with a map in hand. So that was a really, really lovely morning. I haven't finished it, but I found it very, very difficult to put down. I have put it down. I wanted to respond to some emails that have been sitting in my in tray for the last week, because I've been unplugged, and there were various writerly things that I really wanted to attend to there. So I've done those. I've done those main things. I'm not going to talk about my week off today. I think I will dribble those things out over the next week or so. I had a really good week off, and I really needed it, and I did some great things in it too. I do hope that you've had a good week this week, maybe you've been unplugged too. Maybe you're not quite as plugged as I am the rest of the time, so maybe it's not such an issue, but I need to fend off my addiction to it, to the pluggedness. I mean, although sometimes I think being unplugged is a bit of an addiction too. I do hope that you have had a good day today, or that you're about to, and that whatever you have decided you want to do today, that you can do it, and that circumstances really help you do that, that they are, what's the word? Oh gosh, I can't think of the word. Never mind. Move on. I shall move on. Anyway, I do hope that you have a really good time with whatever it is you've decided to do today, or that you really enjoy lying in bed with a book or an audio book, or just your roaming thoughts. I just was listening to a program on the BBC called, what was it called? The Screensaver of the Mind, I think, about the importance of our idling time. And it's something that we sometimes don't have time for anymore. I am hugely in favour of an idling mind. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.